They don't like vegetarianism.
No. I don't understand why is it so. And I tried to even tell them, look at Mahatma Gandhi. He was a very staunch vegetarian. He lived in South Africa for so long, he had to live in England also. And he never gave up his vegetarianism. And I don't understand why they don't like this thing.
It's like here Krishna is explaining there are different consciousness. So they do things, everyone does his own thing according to his consciousness, like sacrifices. If you are under the mode of ignorance, then you perform sacrifices in the mode of ignorance, and you get a certain result. If you do it in the mode of rajas, then you get rajasic results, and if you do it in sattvic, then and the devotee do everything in the consciousness or pure devotional service, so it's the result is spiritual. So until people do not change their consciousness, they will continue to see things from the materialistic point of view. And for someone, eating meat is nothing. Because they cannot understand. Although for us it's very difficult even to understand how they cannot understand. Because we are talking about a gross violence, a really bloody violence against animals and unnecessary. Because we don't need to eat meat to live.
See, for a Westerner, you know, who is not familiar with this philosophy, it makes sense. But somebody who is familiar with this philosophy and is still continuous and is kind of, you know, doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but you know, the mode of nature are not American or Indian. You know, like the sun, it's not that the sun is Indian or European or American. So the mode of nature hit everyone in the same way. So even if someone has grown up with this culture, and by birth they should understand such a simple thing as being non-violent, you know. But then when your consciousness changes because material desire, and then you come to the West, you associate with the people in the West, and they see the people in the West are more successful than Indians, you know, that India is a, you know, mostly a big mess, and you come here, everything is cleaned and organized, etc. You think, oh, this is a better culture than mine, because these are the results. And then they give less and less importance to their culture, the native culture. And this is a big mistake, because materialistic culture, it is true that it seems successful, but everyone here is deeply miserable. Nobody is happy here, nobody. So because of this ignorant consciousness and association, and bad association with materialistic people, even Indians, they forget their native culture. And they think that, well, you know, animals are made to be eaten. It really sounds crazy, but they think in that way. They forget that animals have blood like us, and they suffer like us, and we should not eat meat.
I'm not talking about Indians here, even Indians in India.
Even Indians, yeah, I know. I know. Yeah. But much less than here.
Huh?
Much less. Much, much less.
Much, much less.
Yeah. In India, Indians eat less meat.
Yeah,
than
still I know some of my friends who used to be pure vegetarian when they were growing up. Now they eat.
Yeah.
And I try to argue with them, but it's futile. It's of no use. there's no way I can win arguments with them.
Because they don't care. They don't care making violence. They think it's okay, it's natural, it's something, and they will suffer.
From here, many of them, like some people who were born up in Brahmin family, they started eating meat. I don't even try to talk to them because I know it's futile. But those who are back home, try to talk to them. Even there, it has become futile. I think it's more because of this, you know, like now we live in a global village. Okay, anything happens here, right away everybody knows about it. It's no more a segregated world.
Right.
It's like everybody knows everybody's business, and they are picking up things whatever they like.
Mm. Yes, they don't, but if they, in the West, they come to the temple, you know, we had temples everywhere in the world, or many, many countries, etc. Then I can see that some people, that they forgot, and they start to remember, and I know many Indians, they came in the West, they started to eat meat, and then they came to the temple and becoming, you know, participating to kirtans, etc. And they are back to vegetarianism now.
No, in West it happens.
Yeah.
I mean, it has happened many times.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, in India, now people...
Yeah. Yes. They will... Yes. Well, this is Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga, it's an age where everything referring to spiritual life is very difficult, because the atmosphere is just so, it's just so sad, that the whole atmosphere, you know, and the people, and so much violence, and so many, everyone is fighting, and it's bad, you know. So the atmosphere brings even those who are born in Brahmin family, and they are supposed to teach culture, they forget it completely. So this is normal. This is Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is a bad age.
Is Kali Yuga, how long is it going to last?
Oh, 400,000 to 427,000
years. 427,000
years. Yeah. And there should be a good period now. We are in a good period because of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking birth in Bengal, and will last for some time, a long time actually, and then even as you can already see in India, there's so many Indians that they are supposed to actually, Indian should be a country of preachers. In India grew up the most precious and deep and beautiful culture the world ever had. So they should be proud of their culture and practices, and then come in the West to preach to us. This is how that one Indian came from India, and he made thousands of the Vaishnavas. And now, I born in a materialistic country, and Srila Prabhupada came, and he changed completely my life. Now I'm here, you know, with the Shika and Tilak and address in Dhoti and studying Bhagavad Gita and going around and preaching. One Indian. Can you imagine 1 billion of Indians? But they come here instead of coming in the West for preaching Krishna consciousness and teaching us how to play, how to sing, how to study, and teaching us history and philosophy and astronomy, etc. They come here just to make money. Just to make money, buy a house, and enjoy life. Well, this is a waste of human life. So it's like in India for you. You born, and most of you, the first thing that you saw was an altar, you know, with Ganesh and Durga and Narayan and Lakshmi, you know. What did we see the first days of our life? We saw, what did we saw, you know. So it's taking birth in India is very advantageous. But now, it's becoming more and more materialistic. So taking birth in India, one day it will become like taking birth in America. Many Indians are ashamed of their culture. Yeah. They think that, the Puranas, this is all legends, you know. But it's not legend, this is history. The Puranas are telling histories of people really. The Mahabharata is a real story that really happened. So anyway, we are doing our part. And, you know, trying to encourage people to study and practice Krishna consciousness. And even in India, we have the most beautiful temples. Have you visited our temples in India?
I have been to temple in Delhi.
You are from there, from Delhi. Where are you from?
I'm from Kanpur.
Oh, Kanpur. Oh.
Kanpur is a small town.
Yeah, I know. No, Kanpur is quite near to Mathura. It's not very, very far.
No, I've been to Vrindavan also.
You've been to Vrindavan. It's beautiful. I lived in Vrindavan for quite some time. It's a beautiful place. I really love Vrindavan. Yeah, we have many temples all over India, and they built it up nicely. And we hope that here in San Antonio also we'll be able to build up a nice temple for Radha Krishna. We just began. Hope that the Lord will bless us with a very nice temple, and Radha Krishna did this. You know, it would be nice.